What are these mystery lights in the sky? What are these lights that even the FBI itself is claiming that they don't know what this phenomenon really, really is?
There's so many things in the sky right now.
All the ones over here. There's two behind here.
There's two
of them. Yeah, look.
Expired. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Gonzalez.
Thank you, Chairman. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone up here. You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know what these drones are.
The Bureau is actively investigating the situation you mentioned, just the unexplained sighting of drone activity.
And as we discuss this topic, objects appearing in the skies is not something new to our generation. Objects appearing in the skies, entities appearing in the skies, is nothing new to civilizations. As we look at hieroglyphics, as we look in the Nazca lines in Peru, as we look all across Earth, you understand that there is some sort of a pattern here. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. In this case, however, they're claiming that these are drones. In this case, however, they're even telling you that they can't shoot them down. They don't know where they're coming from. A lot of that sounds very, very deceptive. We're talking about a government that when you get on your vehicle, it already predicts through Google where you're going, how long it'll take you to get there. We're talking about a society that when you put Apple CarPlay or Google Android or Android Auto, it already knows that when you're traveling down this road, there's congestion 5-7 miles away. How does it know? Because of the ability that they have, whether it be through satellites or the congestion that it's reported to them via the cell towers, what is happening, when it's happening, who it's happening to. Craziest part is that in many of these devices on your car, on your phone, as you're driving, it knows the mileage that you're going on. Insanity. And I'm not talking about the speedometer in your car. I'm talking about Android Auto. I'm talking about CarPlay. So when you hear of these world governments tell you that they don't know where these drones are coming from, when they tell you that they don't know what these things really are, I find that extremely, extremely, I'll repeat it again, extremely hard to believe.
The phenomena happened this past Saturday night, December 7th. We spoke with a pilot of a Life Flight aircraft who, along with his crew, witnessed something they've never seen before. As Aaron Arellano shows us, you have to see it to believe it.
You can't really see anything, at least with this dark video of the night sky on December 7th, taken by Life Flight crew members. But Life Flight pilot Joe Bewley says it was there, and it was weird.
It's red in color, moving at extreme speeds. I don't even know how to describe how fast it's moving.
You are cleared to maneuver as necessary, left and right, to avoid the UFO out there.
This is Joe communicating with air traffic control while he was piloting that Life Flight call to the North Bend, Coos Bay area. And the UFO in question, if you look closely on your screen, that little red dot that floats in and out of the video.
That was the one that was at our altitude that would come up to us and sit for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it would go back out over the ocean, over the horizon.
He and his crew witnessed this mysterious object continue this odd behavior from more than 20 miles away for about 20 minutes total. This came after a United Airlines flight reported seeing similar mysterious objects zipping through the sky, ranging between 30,000 and 50,000 feet in altitude.
We're seeing 3 or 4 targets. You know, they're all altitudes, up and down.
The wild part is that if you remember a few weeks back, they had a congressional hearing where they were talking about entities appearing from the oceans. They were speaking on phenomenons from different dimensions. And that these phenomenons are coming from our oceans.
Okay, I would like to know, with Immaculate Constellation, how does this relate to UAP activities, Mr. Schellenberg, in oceanic environments? Are there any instances where the Navy or other maritime forces have encountered UAPs that could not be explained by known technology or natural phenomena?
Yeah, the Immaculate Constellation covers both terrestrial and oceanic, and there's actually a number of cases described in the report that occur in the ocean.
And do you believe that there is a concerted effort by the Pentagon to keep Congress out of the loop regarding these UAP activities, specifically in our waters?
Yes.
I think it's about 5% of our ocean that's actually been studied in detail by man, and we've studied more of space than we had of our own oceans. And so are there any accounts of UAPs emerging from or submerging into our water, which could indicate a base or presence beneath the ocean's surface?
I don't know about a base, but, you know, as I mentioned, I had a different source entirely describe this pretty extraordinary footage that exists of orbs, of an orb coming out of the ocean and being met by another orb.
Why do we mention that? Because reports are now coming in that these drones are coming out of the water. Some are saying that they're coming from the oceans. Wild theories are happening everywhere. Another thing is that many states have laws on drones as well. You can't just fly a drone anywhere. You sometimes need to pull licenses to be able to do so. The fact that you have 50 or 60 appearing at one spot and your quote-unquote government is telling you we can't do nothing about it, something suspect is happening, something fishy is happening, but the people are prepped and ready for a moment that they call contact.
So what's going on? Is this some contagious mass hysteria? Or are people really seeing something that our government cannot identify?
One, two, three, four, five, at least five lights, six lights?
I didn't believe what I was seeing. But what was I seeing?
We're here in Central Jersey. We've been looking for the past hour. I think we've seen about 40 or 50 of these drones. In fact, there's one over my shoulder right there.
One after another, these drones appeared in the night sky. If you look real close, they look like fixed-wing aircraft, about 8 to 10 feet wide, colorful, white blinking lights.
That is not a plane.
Definitely not an airplane, but what was it? Hours earlier, I was invited to join the Ocean County Sheriff Department. They launched their own drones to see if they could intercept the mysterious aircraft New Jersey residents have been reporting in recent weeks. The department says these mystery drones evade detection because they don't give off heat like regular drones.
Why do you think that is?
We don't know. It's just something that we haven't, you know, it's not something that we've had our hands on. It's not something that we've experienced.
Something they hadn't experienced until now. One of their officers called 911 after seeing 50 of them come off the ocean. 50 of them come off the ocean. 50 of them come off the ocean.
Advised after we made contact with that officer that there were 50 that came off the ocean.
50?
50. That was my reaction also. There were 50 that were coming off the ocean.
And this is a sworn officer?
A sworn officer, yes. We contacted state police, we contacted the FBI, we contacted the Coast Guard, at which point the Coast Guard went out with their boat, and they reported seeing 13 following their boat. And then the Coast Guard also advised that they went over them about 300 feet and had a wingspan of about 8 feet.
You know, Luke 21:11 tells us that a moment is coming. Now, when is this moment? I do not know. You know, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. If people right now over a drone, over a little light appearing in the sky, if people with that are panicking, imagine a day, whether manufactured or real, that a quote-unquote alien invasion occurs. Please understand that when world governments begin to talk about aliens and reclassifying their name from UFOs to UAPs now? And I'll correct the name on the screen just in case. One needs to sometimes wonder, is it that they have technologies that we don't know, so now they have to tell you that, yeah, UFOs exist, you're right. But it's really technologies that they have. They possibly have technologies to make things appear that really aren't even there. Regardless of what it is, the scriptures warn us that a day is coming that people will look at the heavens and panic. People will look at the skies and say, whoa! And because of the seducing spirits, 1 Timothy 4:1, these seducing spirits know what to say, know how to do it. I've mentioned this before, but you remember how it is. Back in the day, people loved the Ouija board because they can communicate with some sort of quote-unquote spirit. Nowadays, people tap into other things to do so. It's the same entities. The same demons that would manifest through a Ouija board are the same ones appearing to scientists and people that are inventing all sorts of diabolical AI and having AI invent AI. These spirits, these diabolical entities, love to give man the feeling that they have power. They want to make you a part of the quote-unquote solution to make you think that you achieved something. But before any of these things happen, Ephesians 6:12 warned you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against entities, against diabolical entities out there, folks. What are these lights? What are these signs in heaven? What are these strange noises? Because people are proclaiming that they're hearing strange noises.
A lot of us have heard our parents and grandparents say we're in our last days. Is the end actually near? Meaning end of the world. Multiple videos of horn sounds coming from the skies around the world over the last few years have gone viral, leaving us wondering what in the hell is going on. Multiple locations around the world, one after another, in different years. Is it a sign the end is near? Journalist and religious leader Dr. Ruth Oleson sat down to explore those theories tonight. So when you hear these loud horns and there's no explanation for it, you know me. Are we in our last days? Is it Revelations? Is it the rapture? But we're all still here. So unless we didn't
make the first load. You think maybe we didn't make the first load? Everybody could be gone.
Which would be scary.
Yeah.
It's either manufactured by the world government that is telling you that they don't know what it is. Well, it could be manufactured. It could be a test to see how people react. I highly doubt that your world government is going to allow all of these things fly in the air if they thought it was a national security threat. It could be interdimensional. It could be diabolical interdimensional entities, demons manifesting themselves, and I wouldn't doubt that either because of the fact that we live in a day and age where the Pope is declaring that he's opening portals. We live in a day and age where the movie Wicked is number one in America. A movie literally titled Wicked, people want to see something wicked. We live in a society that demons can manifest and people just stay there and just enjoy the show. Like if it's a fireworks show. Or it could just be people playing around flying drones. We don't know. But the one thing that I've noticed is that some of the technologies that are up there in the skies is baffling even the people that are trying to track it in police departments.
More drone sightings were reported just outside LaGuardia Airport.
I'm getting multiple calls for drones. I have about 5 to 10 drones hovering LaGuardia.
And still, no one knows who launched them.
People of this city and state and region deserve answers of what the heck is going on.
Local lawmakers today are demanding answers. One congresswoman says she feels like she's in an alien movie.
20 years ago, they filmed War of the Worlds on Staten Island. And now, we feel like we're characters in that movie. What is happening is outrageous.
New Jersey Senator Andy Kim says he went out with the state police last night and personally observed 5 to 7 lights in the sky. Maryland's former Governor Larry Hogan says, last night, I personally witnessed and videoed what appeared to be dozens of large drones in the sky above my residence in Davidsonville, Maryland, 25 miles from our nation's capital. I observed the activity for approximately 45 minutes.
So this is not regular technology for the most part. You're going to have your fakes. You're going to have all of that. But something is happening out there. And what do we do about it? I say that the one thing that you and I have to do about it is to make sure that we're prepared to endure. It's to make sure, like Revelation 18:4 tells us, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins and that ye receive not of her plagues. I say that instead of having the fear of seeing fearful sights in the heavens, that we have fear of the Lord. I say we highly consider that there is a generation before us that has strayed so far away from God that we're seeing the wickedness manifest itself right before our very eyes. I say today, now more than ever, you and I join in prayer. And if we need to rededicate our life to the Lord, we rededicate our life to the Lord. I say we get closer to God now more than ever. Now more than ever. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to pray together. Heavenly Father, there are people all over the world today that are just going through it. This year just has beaten them up from top to bottom. They're exhausted. Whether it's people looking at these things in the skies, wondering what they really are. Whether it's entities manifesting themselves in the workplace via people who are just completely, completely narcissistic. Whether it be seeing false doctrines and teachings in pulpits all around America and seeing that there's a new brand of Christianity rising that is deceptive, that truly, truly, truly is nothing more than a cover-up for the interfaith agenda that they have. Father, regardless of what it is that we're seeing, that we're enduring, panic attacks, sleep paralysis, anxiety, depression, whatever it is, may we understand that the answer lies in Jesus. The answer has always lied in Jesus. Whether it was in the days of Noah, when Noah had to obey instructions through the flood. Whether it was in the Tower of Babel, when Nimrod's plans were destroyed. Whether it was the Pharaoh, who also, his plans were destroyed. The pattern here is that when the body of Christ obeys God and follows his instructions, regardless of the trial and tribulation, persecution, signs, great signs from the heavens, we endure. We endure. Not because of us, but because of him. We repent of any distractions, any deceptive knowledge, any lies from the devil that has been distracting us and straying us further and further away from the only way, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, God loves you. I love you. If you need anything, email me at brotherniptali@gmail.com or join our website, tfgministries.com. We have a free community on there. Feel free to join. We have Zooms on there. We enjoy. We have a good time together. Also, did you enjoy this video even a little bit? If so, press the thumbs up button. It helps a long way. Subscribe if you're not yet subscribed. We have weekly videos and content on this channel. And consider sharing the content. Let me know what you think about all of these things that are happening, all right? And for those that are considering supporting this ministry, God bless you. Thank you for even considering doing that. May God bless you. May God bless your family. And be encouraged, all right? I'm leaving a couple of videos on the screen. Check them out. It's such a blessing that you took your time to be here today. See you in a couple of days on the next upload.